The historic beginnings of this region date the city back to the Neolithic period in the Sierra de Atara near Manuva. However, the majority of the remains Roman, there are also some from the medieval period, too. Ever since the 16th century and because of its connection with the Condado de Cosres, Manilva's history has gone hand in hand with this municipality. Manilva was still considered to be dependent on Cosres until 26th of October, 1796, which was the year that it obtained its independent status and the right to be named Villasgo Real, Royal Town, after a long battle in the royal courts. The town is situated right on the coastal boundary limit between the provinces of Malaga and Cadiz, which happens to be a particularly beautiful part of the coast with lots of spectacular cliffs. The landmark that situates the town is an ancient watchtower known as Punta Chalura. There are only 2 kilometers between what is the town center and the coast, which is full of housing estates, yachting harbor, golf courses, and depends, therefore, on its important tourism industry as one of its main economic resources. However, despite the tourism, it is still a relatively quiet place to be. The opportunity to go sailing along the coast combined with the different walks in the hills just off the coast like the Llanos de Dabanes, has made Manilva a place that has attracted artists from all around. The famous Casa Manilva, where British and Latin Americans used to come to find peace and relaxation in centuries gone by, is still standing in Manilva today. However, Manilva is synonymous with vineyards, which spread out all along the coast on the hills that surround the municipality. The area is well known for its table wine production and the local speciality is known as Moscatel de Alejandria, which is grown in vineyards that cover more than 450 hectares.